When the yield on the 10-year Treasury goes up, so too does the mortgage rate. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 11th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news headlines, football legend O.J. Simpson has died. Mortgage rates tip toward 7% for a 30-year fixed. In Europe, they are talking about rate cuts coming in June. We'll take a look at the latest unemployment numbers, more news about the continuing investigation over at Boeing. We've got the Wall Street Report and some news from Apple about repairing iPhones. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, you're hanging out with us again today. You know, when the 10-year Treasury yield goes up, so too does the 30-year fixed mortgage. And that is the latest barrier now to buying a home. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate rose to its highest level in 5 weeks. It's a setback for prospective home buyers during what is traditionally the busiest time of the year for home sales. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac tells us that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.88% from 6.82% last week. 1 year ago, it was at 6.27%. The Associated Press is reporting that rates have been mostly drifting higher in recent weeks, as stronger-than-expected reports on employment and inflation have stoked doubt among bond investors over how soon the Federal Reserve will move to lower its benchmark interest rate. The central bank has signaled that it expects to cut its short-term rate 3 times this year once it sees more evidence of cooling inflation. But that was not the case when the new inflation numbers came out earlier in the week. Meanwhile, the producer price index that came out on Thursday showed inflation at the wholesale level was a bit lower than expected. And it was on that PPI inflation report that had Wall Street back in the game, and stocks closed mixed on the day. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. O.J. Simpson, the stellar running back that won the Heisman Trophy when he played for the University of Southern California and went on to play for the Buffalo Bills, has died. He was 76. Simpson had both a charmed and complicated life. Many will remember him for the murder trial that captivated the nation back in 1985 and that famous line defense lawyer Johnny Cochran said about a black glove that was found at the scene of the murder of Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Daniel Goldman. The glove, which Simpson could not get his hand into, caused Cochran to say, quote, "If it don't fit, you must acquit," end quote. Simpson's fall from a star running back, movie star, and Hertz pitchman to a jailhouse prisoner was not only shocking but also tragic. He died on April 10 of cancer with his family at his side. As the U.S. Central Bank delays any cut to the preferred interest rate until inflation gets to 2%, the folks in Europe are saying they're ready to move forward with a rate cut. The AP is reporting that the European Central Bank signaled it could cut interest rates at its next meeting in June, and that would be a big step for businesses and consumers. The bank left its key rate benchmarks unchanged at a record high of 4%, but Bank President Christine Lagarde said a rate cut is now on the table. If incoming data confirms inflation's decline, she said, that it would be an appropriate time to reduce the current level of monetary policy restriction. Two words, yeah, you've heard them. Stay tuned. The hot job market continues in spite of some headlines that point to layoffs. Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week as the labor market continues to thrive despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool it. The Labor Department reported Thursday that filings for unemployment claims for the week ending April 6 fell by 11,000 to 211,000 from the previous week's 222,000. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out some of the week-to-week swings, fell by 250 to 214,250. Weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week and a sign of where the job market is headed. They have remained at historically low levels since the pandemic purge of millions of jobs in the spring of 2020. In total, 1.82 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended on March 30. That's an increase of 28,000 from the previous week and the most since January. So as long as we're talking about jobs, there is one sector in the U.S. job market that is troubling. While the nation cheered the recent jobs report that showed U.S. added 303,000 jobs in March, there is one sector that's lagging. And what is that? White-collar jobs. USA Today is reporting that professional and business services, that's a sprawling sector that includes most white-collar jobs, added only 7,000 jobs last month and has created just 71,000 positions since June of last year. The tally was pumped up by January's 48,000 white-collar payroll gains. Now, during the same eight-month period, back in 2022 and 2023, professional and business services added 275,000 jobs. The downshift could be a troubling sign for the economy and labor market because professionals earn among the highest salaries and provide a big boost to consumer spending. Professional and business services include some 23 million workers in a wide variety of fields, including law, accounting, architectural and marketing firms, HR consulting companies, temporary staffing firms, travel agencies, and office administration services. In other words, it pretty much reflects the U.S. economy. If the economy is chugging along nicely, so should professional services, we would think. Will it rebound? Stay tuned. The National Transportation Safety Board indicates it will survey all of the 100,000 employees over at Boeing. As you know, the NTSB is investigating how a door plug came off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 in midair back in January. Its preliminary report said the jet, delivered 66 days earlier, left Boeing's factory missing key bolts. Now the NTSB says it wants to survey all of the Boeing employees about the company and their experience when it comes to safety issues. U.S. stocks rebounded from a steep sell-off as fresh economic data rekindled hopes that inflation remains in a cooling trend. Interest rate-sensitive megacaps boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ sharply higher, while the S&P 500 closed a bit higher and the Dow closed modestly lower. So by the numbers, the Dow lost 2 points to close at 38,459, but at times during the trade, the blue chips were up by over 117 points. Meanwhile, it was a solid day for tech stocks as the NASDAQ gained 271 points to end the session at 16,441, and the S&P 500 picked up 41 points to close at 5202. West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 58 cents at news time at $85.62 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury picked up just a bit, coming in at 4.58% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Apple is making it easier to repair iPhones. Some welcome consumer news. Apple's making iPhone repairs easier and less costly and touting the phone's increasing lifespans in the process. The long-awaited change, which starts this fall, allows iPhone 15 owners to use second-hand Apple parts to fix their devices. Until now, owners faced higher repair costs because new replacement parts from Apple were required to retain full functionality. Apple will also detail parts and repair histories in each device's settings section. The changes, it says, are necessary as device longevity increases and some phones go on to have second or third owners. For now, the changes will apply to batteries, displays, and cameras, but support for Face ID and Touch ID is on the way. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us. that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.